This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
What does motion sound like? With Kizikans free shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Forever! Dog!
Hi gang, it's Weekly Tatum. So today's episode, I am releasing an old Patreon. Every now and again, I just want to release an episode where it's the boys talking in real life, not over Zoom. So this episode is from back in December, and we're, you know, we're sitting right next to each other, we're laughing, coughing, shaking hands, giving hugs, just normal boy stuff, and so I hope you enjoy that episode. But mainly I'm here to tell you that this coming, this Monday coming up, is Rod's birthday. That's the 15th. And for his birthday, he's going to be streaming himself, scratching off 100 scratchers. And I think it would be nice for his birthday if you go and watch that. I don't know exactly what time he's going to do it, but if you follow him on at Rodney Berry on Twitter and on Twitch, he'll tell you what time it's gonna be at. But okay, go do that, and I hope you enjoy the episode. Okay, bye gang.
There are too many fucking boys on stage.
Hi everyone, it's me, Clay Tatum. If you don't know who I am currently a soldier in the war for Christmas. And I'm also a soldier for the U.S. Army. And I'm here with Whitmer Thomas. If you don't know who he is, he's also a soldier, but that's for the U.S. Marines. And I'm also here with Ronnie Thomas Berry, who's basically my only friend that doesn't serve in the military because he wants us to do all the hard work for him. Welcome to the podcast.
He's a COVID denier. Can I have a question? So when you said you're a soldier in the war on Christmas,
yeah,
does that mean you don't, you don't like Christmas?
No, I want to take Christ out of Christmas.
Oh, you want to take Christ? I think I'm okay with that.
Okay.
We call it Santimus.
Yeah. You don't want to know about my stint in the U.S. Army?
No, I know all about that.
Okay, cool. For sure. And
so you're about to go to Target to pick up
Christmas. Oh, I just pissed Whit off. He wants to do 4 podcasts today, but I said I can only do 1 because I have to do a Target pickup. What's up, bitch?
So, what? How does that work? You call Target and say, "Get me some Christmas lights," and they bring them.
Get me some shit, bitch.
And then it's a
guy who runs it. No, yeah, I gotta go inside. But
so why do you do the Target?
I don't know, man. This is Whitney's thing. She loves doing this crap. We go in. I show my ID and I go, "Hey, where's my shit, bitch?"
That's like more steps than it would be to just go get the lights.
And then they give me the lights.
It's also like I get it. Like if it was like a product that. Maybe they run out of.
Well, it's Christmas time, right?
I don't think they run out of Christmas lights.
No, they do. I got a Christmas tree today. You know about this?
Wait, hold on. Which Target?
The one that I passed on the way home.
Which one? The baby Target?
Baby Target, yes.
Oh, so. All right.
Yeah. So.
All right. I'm not a stand. I don't stand this idea.
I love it, dude. It's the greatest.
Because at Best Buy, when you go, they bring it out to your car.
That's an option. Okay, so that's an option that we could do, and I almost did it, but last time we tried to do it, they made us go inside again, and it pissed me off. So. What's up,
Ben? Yeah, that Best Buy, when they just walk it out to your car, that kind of rocks.
Yeah.
It does absolutely rock. I've been putting off getting a universal remote for my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 2 full months. I don't know why. And I've gone to Best Buy.
Order
and got other
online,
stuff.
My man.
I don't. Well, I guess I could. I'm not an Amazon order at the moment.
That's a good thing.
You can order from Best Buy online.
They're like, don't order from big box store. Don't order from these corporations.
Where do you go?
Yeah, it's like, I don't know where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah, where can I buy an Xbox from?
They're like, don't go to Home Depot. So I go to my local hardware store and they got 1 can of We have one can of gray spray paint.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what am I supposed to do? Everything is sucking. It's not their fault, but...
Yeah, it's really hard to not buy... Because I straight up do not know where to get any kind of electronics from anywhere but Amazon or Best Buy.
Remember the one time I went to Fry's?
Fry's. But Fry's is still like a
but
big
even
box store.
Fry's is half empty.
No, I went to Fry's to get a quarter-inch adapter. They didn't have them.
No, they don't have anything.
Mm.
It sucks. I mean, there used to be an electronics store on York that's gone now. It absolutely sucks and is ass. But remember in Alabama when we had to get some adapters? And we went to that little mom-and-pop adapter store that had every possible adapter you could ever think of?
When was this?
When we were in Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
That weird little store.
I forgot about that place.
See, that's... You gotta go to small-town Alabama to get that kind of shit.
Yeah, I think, like, those kind of stores just don't... They can't exist in L.A. because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
Like, you can't sell just very specific adapters only.
Yeah. Yeah, those are the old good old days. So what's the plan with the Christmas tree?
I'm going to put crap on it.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yes. And I'll put Whitney's making a star. Isn't that cool?
To celebrate Christianity?
No. Like I said.
To celebrate Santa.
Santa. I'm taking Christ out of Christmas, my man. That's what it's all about.
We're going to start calling it
I know
Santa-mas.
That it's confusing for you because
I'm Christian.
Well, you're in the Marines, so. I can relate to this because I'm in the Army. When I say war and Christmas, you think it's like a whole thing, but it's actually it's less complicated.
Well, that's why I voted for Biden is because he's going to end the war on Christmas.
I
don't like
that.
He promised he would.
I think that was a Trump thing.
No. Biden, my man Biden. He sprained his ankle because he pet his dog.
Yeah. You know about this? You know about this, Rod?
No.
Yeah, he sprained his ankle. He's petting his dog too much.
Yeah. I mean, that's on the news today.
I think that's kind of nice.
He's my president.
A nice little story.
Yeah.
Yeah, better than him getting freaking COVID.
Roy, can you tell me what you did for Thanksgiving? Be as detailed as you can.
Yeah, so I did what was called the Thankathon.
Uh-huh.
On Twitch. I did a 12-hour live stream.
It should have been called the Avoid Your Friends-a-thon.
Yeah, was that taken?
I wasn't really avoiding my friends because they all were allowed to call in and...
Mm.
I called in. Wait, you didn't call in?
I don't even understand how to do that. I don't.
It's easy, dude. It's called the server. And then you go into the server.
Can I
go to your server and go to a specific server and you link your video and your audio and you do that in the general thing.
Yeah, you just can join the Discord. You don't even have to do the video if you don't want. Yeah.
I've still never been on Discord.
Yeah, you should download Discord.
Yeah.
Discord is honestly
fucking Uncle Boomer over here.
Is really good. It's easy to use.
Yeah. And so, what did you do?
So I did the Thankathon. So I started. I watched the online coverage of the Macy's Day Parade.
Okay.
And that was really good.
I went to the Macy's Day Parade.
You went?
Me and you went together.
Yeah.
Saw the Jonas Brothers.
I remember that.
And Dolly Parton. God.
That was the greatest. I told Rod about it.
Remember, we didn't know who they were, and they were sobbing, crying?
Yeah.
There was, like, little girls sobbing. We're like, what's going on here?
The Jonas Brothers?
It was, like, 2006.
I accidentally told them that Rod might come later. It was a joke.
So that was 2006, right?
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Yeah. They're still crying, I hear.
But so the online version of the Macy's Day Parade, they don't have any music rights.
Oh, boy.
And they can't. So all they do is they show you, like... little bits of like the people doing the parade and kind of play like bad Christmas music over it. Just like.
Yeah, and all the melodies are different. So it's like. It's like. So people jingle bell.
So people are kind of dancing rock. Like morons to something that doesn't really. I don't know. It rocks.
When you say moron, it triggers me because I used to have a friend who hated his little sister. Every time I'd go to his house, he'd go. Stay out of my fucking room, you moron!
To his little sister?
Yeah, and I, like, it always made me feel uncomfortable when siblings fought each other. And he'd go, my fucking sister's a fucking moron!
Moron is literally the longest word a southerner could say.
Moron!
I've never heard someone say moron.
Yeah. Anyway, so that, you just triggered some trauma, Rod. Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. That was...
That's all right.
I had no clue that you had that kind of...
Let me just describe what Rod is wearing. He's wearing his nice pants.
Yeah.
Some Nikes. And the one of the... A sweater that looks like the most comfortable thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's a... What is it? A Patek... It's like a North Face.
It's a North Face sweater.
And it is... I mean... You look like... Let's go to Aspen. That's what... You know what I mean?
No, this is like... This is a dive bar in San Francisco where you go, ooh, the town's changing.
That's what you see. Oh, see, wow. No, I was thinking... For me, I was feeling nostalgic of a time, a simpler time where we could all go to Aspen together and enjoy
that.
Some...
That's true.
A cabin with yeah, some remember, hot cocoa.
But he does that's look like last he does year. Look like a tech guy, though.
Yeah, you know, you dress like a tech guy.
I dress like a tech guy?
Yeah sorry, Ron.
Oh, is it because I have my legs kicked up? Do I look like
successful? No, this is just it how me like and Clay you're... see things differently, and it's why we're a great comedy team.
Because
I see, I'm more of an idealist, and Clay's more of a realist.
Looks like your tech company is about to go public.
Meanwhile, the kettle is steaming, and the cocoa is about to be ready my mind.
Yeah. Dude, I'm going to do so much skiing this year. Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I love it, dude. I'm a skier now. Oh, I'm a snowboarder.
Oh, I thought you said skating.
No.
Oh, you got so excited.
Sorry about that, pal.
I think about texting Clay every single day to go skate.
Skate eventually. It's just, you know.
I just text someone else that is more likely to say yes. Because it's being friends with Clay.
It's an ordeal.
It prepares you for life because of how often you get denied for something that isn't real.
Yeah.
I can't do that because in 7 hours I have to feed my cat.
I had a thing where I was getting a Christmas tree this morning, and me and Whit had to meet up. And I go, all right, I got to get the Christmas tree. It's 10 o'clock. All right, I'm going to probably have to take this home. All right, let's meet at 3.
And where'd you get the Christmas tree? Did you have to go?
Oh, my God. I went to Hollywood. Close to Hollywood and Highland. Are you kidding me? It was a pickup order. It's a contactless pickup order. And this is really easy. To do a contactless pickup order is you drive up, you park, and you contact literally everyone in the place to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually one guy talks to another guy, that helps you. And so there's not a person that you haven't contacted to get your fucking tree.
Yeah, typically...
gotcha.
I think contactless delivery, it really doesn't mean anything to anybody.
It does on Postmates.
I don't
know.
They
just drop it off on the...
I've never experienced that. I don't really do Postmates, but all the delivery... The Domino's, they do contactless.
Oh, yeah, Domino's. They'll still knock on the door.
Oh, yeah. Even though I tip beforehand, so it's not like you're getting anything extra.
No, I think they're just overwhelmed.
No, I mean, I think you should probably... Even if you just leave it there, you should probably knock on the door.
Yeah, they always... Postmates will... Well, it's always different, but...
Every once in a while... I don't order Postmates often, but when I do, about half the time I think they knock on the door and they like wait to see me, and then the other
Ron
half of the
so
time
vain
they just
lately.
Disappear.
Have you noticed
that? Yeah, he wants to be seen in his sweater.
No. And he thinks everyone wants to look at his sweater.
No, they just like to make sure that you've got the food.
Yeah.
So you don't complain about it and they don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Which is what I do as a delivery boy.
Yeah. I don't know. Hey, you know what I was thinking about earlier, speaking of jobs?
What's up?
Pant, the word, saying, people saying pant.
Pant?
So when I used to work at the skate shop, there was one employee there who was really into fashion.
Yeah.
It's our friend Bobby. Mm-hmm. And Bobby would say pant.
Yeah.
When describing pants.
A single pant?
He would say, this is a really nice pant. And it always, and this before I really was friends with Bobby, and I was like, what the fuck?
Is that technically correct?
No.
Because
no.
There's two pants in them.
It's not. No, and so today I was like, this is something that's been bothering me forever.
Yeah.
Because the other day I heard someone say short. Oh, this is a lovely short on you.
What?
And so...
The fuck?
I was reading, like, is everyone wrong to say pants? And no, what's going on with the pant and short and shortening, taking the S off, is that... online marketers or fashion distributors started saying pant because it catches the eye more than pants. Yeah. So when you say this is the winter olive pant, or whatever, people go pant. What the fuck?
I mean, it's really smart. I did that.
Click on that.
I remember I did that.
What do you mean?
Remember when I owned my hamburger store? Remember that?
Yeah.
And I called all the hamburgers pancakes? And got everyone's head turned.
Are you talking about IHOP?
No, I'm talking about my hamburger store.
Remember IHOP?
Remember my hamburger store?
Who's eating a hamburger? That's what I want to know. Toss some cheese on that bitch.
You want cheese on your pancake?
Yeah, throw some cheese on the pancake.
Yeah.
Throw some cheese on it.
So, I remember
For real, though, who's eating a hamburger? Tell me.
That is a good question.
I don't know, man.
I would never.
You know who eats a hamburger that pisses me off?
Who?
Fucking Popeye's friend. Remember
Wimpy?
That? Who?
Wimpy.
What did you call me?
His name is Wimpy.
I'm glad that we're outside, because if we were inside, I would be taking this outside.
So you're already outside?
Yeah, so we're halfway there.
So we've already ass?
Yeah, I'm
we've
busy.
Already taken it outside.
No, I'm busy.
Wait, who's Wimpy?
He's the fat. He's Popeye's fat friend who eats burger.
I wasn't into Popeye.
You but anywho,
weren't into Popeye.
Nah, that guy's obsessed with spinach. Nah.
Yeah, and the other guy's
show me some two stupid dogs any day.
He was into cheeseless hamburgers. He had a lot of them.
Oh yeah, hamburgers. That's pissing me off.
What was it? Remember like. You know, you're trying to make up a character, and you're like, what should it be? Oh, this guy should have, like, a bad attitude. He should be a bully. Why in the past were they like, what's his personality? Oh, he likes burgers. They did that for two people.
Well,
Archie had a burger-loving friend, Jughead.
Oh, yeah. Because burgers are good.
He did have one other thing about him, though.
What?
He's a computer hacker?
He was poor.
Who? Which one?
The guy who liked burger.
He was poor?
Yeah, he was poor.
Oh. Is burger like a food that is for poor people?
I think kind of.
Maybe back in the day.
Ground beef?
To me, that's chips and salsa. Every time I've been broken, like you gotta the think most that, broke in my life, chips and salsa has been the food that
you gotta think that chips and salsa most. Used to not exist.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
For like in the 1950s, you think they're doing chips and salsa?
Yeah, I do it all the time.
For cartoons?
Yeah, I do all the time.
Oh, for cartoons.
Is that like something that like everybody understands what it is?
I had chips and salsa the other day. So. Yeah.
But that's not the 50s.
You don't know that.
I do know that.
He could have tried
20s. We're in the roaring 20s
right
now.
Yeah, we're in the 20s.
Isn't it weird, Clay, that we met in 1999?
Yeah. Is that when we met?
Yeah.
I had a video of me in 1999.
What were you doing?
Me, Joe Palmer, were throwing stuff off a condo.
Do you guys remember when the Dreamcast came out?
Yep.
Yeah.
My friend Mason got it because Mason famously had a rich aunt who would buy him and his brothers a wetsuit and a video game every single year for Christmas.
That was on 9/9/99. It was also a day they did the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Which one was that? Who hosted?
I don't remember.
Was that when Rage Against the Machine did their Tom Ford?
I think it might have been Rage Against the Machine. They might have been there.
Is it? That used to be an event, tuning into the video awards and the movie awards.
Oh, yeah.
I would just like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're going to get to watch. It was so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do kids feel that now, or is that not really a thing anymore?
It's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, I don't think it's a thing. I think MTV is kind of barely a thing.
Oh yeah.
I remember they sort of marketed it like when Andy Samberg hosted. I feel like that was the last attempt.
Yeah, like remember the year they did Sebastian Maniscalco? Was that last year?
Mm-hmm.
They had him host.
Everybody spoofed on that.
It was just like a very weird person to host.
Especially him because he's kind of older.
Yeah. I mean, he's funny.
I remember Jimmy Fallon and Kirsten Dunst hosted. Or maybe it was Jack Black.
I do remember Jimmy Fallon hosted.
Aziz hosted, right? Or no, maybe he just wrote for it.
He maybe hosted.
Okay.
But that'd be like pretty late.
That was 2005 because Batman Begins was out and I watched it and Batman Begins was in it. And in it, there was a sketch with instead of Rachel in the Batmobile, it was Andy Dick.
Yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Remember when they used to do the 24-hour takeover?
That shit was funny as hell.
That's good as hell.
Human Giant.
Yeah, Jackass.
And Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric did it?
Human Giant did the 24-hour takeover.
Oh, yeah.
We watched it.
Yeah. Was that the Shrek one?
Yeah. And Tim and Eric were just waiting for Shrek to come out the whole time. And they were dressed as Shrek.
Zach Galifianakis did something, right?
Yeah.
Man.
And I want to do a 24-hour takeover. We were like 18 then.
Rod, can you do a 24-hour stream?
I might do one for maybe around my birthday. I might try and do a 24-hour stream.
That's around Clay's birthday, too.
Yeah, it's my birthday.
Famously.
Yeah, but I do think you really need to plan that out because it's a lot of work. 12 hours, I think, is too much, honestly.
How long did you hold up with your 8-hour?
I did 12.
12-hour.
It's a lot. It's really hard. At the end, you're just like, I'm really just done with this. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm a big baby.
Yeah. What's the big baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice try, though.
Thanks.
Yeah. And then everyone's begging for, they want Whit to come on and sing his Thanksgiving song.
Yeah, and Whit, I remember I was around Whit, and he goes, Whit, Ron wants me to do what? As if. And then
Clay's lying.
I'm not lying.
Do you remember your Thanksgiving song?
Yeah. Gotta have turkey on Thanksgiving. Gotta bring it home or my family would be missing all of that turkey on Thanksgiving.
You ever think about recording a real version of it?
I actually did, and I posted it on Instagram for about an hour. Just a few days on Thanksgiving, and people didn't care for it.
Didn't get the traction you wanted?
Well, did you change your name to Normal L. Thomas?
Normal Al?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Normal Al?
Yeah.
People that don't know, what's I used to call him Alex.
Yeah, I was thinking just now, I was thinking the other day because there's this singer named Alex Cameron.
Yeah.
And Alex is my middle name, which is what Clay called me when we were kids.
That's what I called him when I first met him.
Oh, and Rod. So, until I started doing... Until I started a professional, until it became uncomfortable to call me Alex, is when y'all started calling me Whitmer.
Yeah.
Or Whit.
Does your brother still call you Alex?
It depends.
I mean, he's the one that took the longest.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I would go by Alex because my dad's name is Whit, and I was also embarrassed to be named Whitmer. Yeah. Just because it's a dorky name. Yeah. And my middle name is Alexander.
I remember the first day of school. You were like, hey, my name's Whitmer Thomas.
And you started bullying?
I was with my girlfriend at the time. We were in fifth grade, sixth grade. And I said, what do you say to me, peep squeak?
Peep squeak?
Yeah, he called you a peep squeak?
I called you peep squeak. And you're like, my name is Whitmer Thomas. At that point, I put my football down.
Yeah, because Clay was really popular jock in school.
Yeah, and I went to your level, which is 2 feet below me, and I said, "Your name is what?" He said, "Well, he said Whitmer Thomas." I go, "I'm sorry, I must have something crazy in my ear because I just heard the craziest name, and I know I didn't hear the craziest name just now." And I said,
I know, I'm kid. My name's Alex.
Yeah.
And then you go, cool, we can be friends. And then you threw your football helmet all the way across the field, and you picked up a skateboard.
Well, I threw my football helmet across the field, but it actually only went up, and then it bonked me on the head.
And it turned you into a skater.
It turned me into a skater.
And you said to your head cheerleader girlfriend, you said, sorry, babe.
I said, you know what I said?
What?
Dirt to dirt.
Yes, you said dirt to dirt, and you said I want a punk rock girl.
Yes,
and then we were friends.
Yeah, I remember that.
It had nothing to do with the fact that both of our Oh, wait, no, this was much later. Yeah. Something that I don't know if we've ever talked about here is that really me and Clay were close pals already, but then where we really hit the jackpot was both of us were going through some difficult family stuff, and both of our moms decided to get condos next door to each other.
Yeah.
And a condo in our hometown is like an apartment complex.
Whoa.
And so that's where me and Clay really thrived.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, I don't even think I knew that.
Yeah, so that...
He was at Sea Chase, I was at Summer House. They were right next to each other.
Everything has like a summery...
So name. You guys became summertime neighbors.
I was Sea Chase, he
and
was Summer House.
Rod, you're not going to believe this.
Yeah.
But before, me and Whit had our very awesome friendship at when we were condo buddies. My first condo buddy was Joe Palmer.
And by the way, Joe Palmer's name is actually Joe Palmer.
I didn't say Palmer. I said Palmer. Check the tapes, man.
Joe Parmesan.
They famously named Joe Parmesan.
Yes.
And that's crazy that you guys all are best friends.
And he lived at the Summer House too, but in the separate building.
And that's how I made friends with Joe, is because we rode the school bus together, and then Joe moved out, and then Clay moved in. And
Joe historically had the... Tony Hawk Tips and Tricks.
VHS. Yeah. And so I didn't know that about Joe.
And
I
then
had
you
a
historically had the End VHS.
Oh, the End, which I still wish I had. The End by Birdhouse was filmed on...
35, I think, maybe.
Okay, yeah, 35 millimeter. And they did all of the fakes. Sound in post.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, that's our...
Can you find that online?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it good?
But they, I think very online good. That's different music.
Very good, yes.
But yeah, so we, our families were suffering trauma. Our moms got condos next to each other, and that was honestly probably the most fun year of my life.
Oh, yeah. We would go condo to condo looking for
red stuff curbs to skate.
And stairs, and I was always curbs. Looking for a nice three stair.
Clay was looking for a solid three stair. I found a solid three stair the other day, by the way.
Yeah, I'd love that.
And then we were also looking for a nice hot tub to sit in and a pool. Clay, at this period of his life, was cool with jumping in pools and stuff.
Oh, my God. Rod, wake up.
This is
Can
before.
You talk about tech stuff to wake Rod
No,
up?
This was before that, Clay's ears.
I know. It's when Clay didn't give a fuck about his ears.
I didn't give a fuck. I've had Clay tubes in my ears about
so Clay
a
would
dozen
go
times
swimming
at that time.
And infect his ears. He just didn't care.
My God, I was swimming.
We were like, what, 12 or 13?
I was like, oh, my God. Remember when that one summer where we looked for condos to, like, for the pure purpose to jump off of stuff? And we found that perfect one where you can jump off the roof? It was like a three stories.
Oh, yeah.
On the West Beach? Yeah. Oh, my God. Rod, I mean, if you were just...
Clay would
one
be slamming his, slamming his
skull. Skull into the water. Yeah. Oh my God.
And what's crazy is, so I had, in, so when I before I moved to Gulf Shores, I moved there when I was 10.
Yes.
I was the bad ear kid in my school, because I had stuck a crayon into my ear.
Yeah.
To prank my mom. Yeah, have I told you this story?
You got her.
Have I told you this story?
No. It sounds wrong. Like a good prank.
So I stuck a crayon into my ear when I was 5 or 6 or something. To prank my mom, and I broke the crayon off. And the prank was going to be that I would ask my mom, because at this time I was a baby pretty much, and I would get my mom to clean my ears with a Q-tip.
Yeah.
And that felt really good. I'd say, Mom, or I say, probably I said Mommy,
yeah,
honestly,
said mommy.
Even though that's embarrassing.
You would say Mommy?
Yeah. It's embarrassing, but I think Jeez. I would say Mommy at the time.
So it's very brave of you to.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I say, Mommy.
Rod, sit down.
Please clean my ears. And she did, and the prank was that she would clean my ears. And then she would pull the Q-tip out, and it would be covered in blue wax. Uh-huh. The crayon was blue.
You thought it would, like, melt in your ear enough that you could just...
Well, it was broken, dude. So it was like she was stabbing the Q-tip against a broken-off...
Oh, boy.
Did you say crayon. Anything?
Nope. No, I was committing to the bit.
Yeah, that's what you got to do when you're at that
And
age.
Then my mom pulled the Q-tip out. Prank worked perfectly. Oh, she goes, God. Why is the Q-tip blue? She was rubbing it against the crayon and shoving the crayon deeper into my ear canal.
You just got pranked. Go.
I said, sorry, Mommy, I guess I'm an alien or something. She goes, so really, though? And I'm like, oh, well, Mommy, I stuck a crayon in there. And she goes, well, we need to take you to the doctor right now. And they took me to my uncle at his
uncle
house.
Uncle Doctor.
Who's a doctor.
Oh.
But he was... he wasn't working at the time.
He was Uncle PhD.
Uncle PhD, yeah, that's his name. And my dad told me in my adult life that he was drunk off his ass.
Oh, boy.
And they were like, well, let's just see what he does. And all he did was shove it in further. So then they took me to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave me surgery. Yeah, I had to have surgery. So they cut open my ear and had to grab all the
shit out,
wax out of my ear because they were worried that it would melt onto my eardrum and then kill my eardrum. So I was the bad ear kid. Yeah. And then I go and I... But they saved me, pretty much. Yeah. And then I go and I meet Clay, and he's got the real bad ears.
Yeah.
Well, or ear.
And the story behind that is I was born and my inner ear looked like scrambled eggs.
I thought you were going to say shrimp.
Yeah. Honestly, well, ears already kind of look like shrimp.
I don't know what the inner ear looks like.
But, well, imagine a scrambled egg, and that's Clay's.
Yeah.
So I meet Clay, and I'm immediately like, this guy rocks because I'm better than him.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because I've always been the piece
even though
of shit.
He's 2 feet taller than you at the time.
Right. Well, this is
after all that. He bonked himself in the head.
Bonk on the head got me down 2 feet.
Oh,
it was
okay.
That hard, yeah.
And so Clay's running around going, that was pretty much.
Specifically, dirt-to-dirt.
He was saying dirt-to-dirt.
I got to stick with this guy.
It's my best friend.
So he's going around willy-nilly not giving a shit about his broken ear.
Oh, yeah.
You're diving in off of roofs and the doctor said you're not allowed to put your head underwater.
Oh, yeah.
Or you could if you like shoved your silly putty in your ear or something.
Yeah, I was like, doctor, I'm not doing this.
I'm not going to do that because that will take 15
jumping
seconds.
Jumping off Fish River, jumping off. Oh, my God.
Fish River Bridge.
Well, yeah, it's going to take 15 seconds and you're going to look like a fucking nerd.
Yeah,
well,
fool. Absolute fool.
Absolute fool.
Yeah.
And now the way you solve that now is I haven't swam in years.
I've seen him swim. He does a little dog paddle.
Yeah.
No, he doesn't do that. He stopped doing that like 6 or 7 years ago.
Really? Yeah.
When he puts his head underwater and he does the funny swim and I film it.
Like this.
Oh.
I've seen him like keep his head above the water.
Oh.
I did that a couple times, but you just can't.
Last time I remember you swimming was when we filmed the music video for Yacht.
Yeah. That was fun.
So, are you allowed to swim?
I'm gonna get health insurance first, and then we'll straighten all that out.
But here's what I want to know.
Okay,
if you as a teenager would have put the silly, because I think when we first met, you would put a earplug in your ear before you would go swimming.
Yeah. Well, that's because I had tubes in my ears.
So if you kept doing that through your teen years and through your early 20s, would you be fine now?
I mean, no. I mean, the same rules would apply.
Do you still have the tube?
No, those fall out. So those are like put in for like structural stuff.
They fall out.
And then it's like you're putting them in to hold up a bridge, right? And then once the bridge is built, it no longer needs to hold. And so it just falls out.
Does it just fall out of your ear one day?
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Did you see it?
No. Most of the times when it falls out, I don't even notice. I go to the doctor, they go, oh, the sucker fell out.
So and you cry because you miss it.
Cry.
Yeah, you became friends with it.
Sure.
So, but is there anything you could have done in the past prevented? Because remember when you had surgery to do something like pretty light to your ear?
Oh, yeah.
Recently, and they were like a few years back.
Well, that was. Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
And they were like, your ear broken, and they had to do some big crap.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Just my ear broke, and they had to put it back together.
Some
bone broke, something. I don't know what happened, but.
And you said, thank you, doc.
I said, dude, that was a whole saga, my man. Me figuring out how to get on Medicare.
Oh, yeah.
My God, that was.
We almost got married.
Yeah, I almost married Whit to get health insurance.
We almost had to pull a Chuck and Larry.
Yeah.
Was this.
What? You know about this, Ron?
Me and Clay almost got. It was right around the time they legalized gay marriage.
Yeah.
And we literally were thinking of getting married so that Clay could get my insurance to get his ear surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have good insurance?
Yeah.
Well, I always have
best. Pretty good insurance.
Oh, you have actor insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Oh, man. God, that would have been great.
But you figured it out.
Yeah, I figured it out. I told them I was poor and I wasn't lying.
Yeah.
And so they go, here's some health insurance on the house. And I was like,
dude, I remember. So I didn't have insurance for a while, and before I got insurance with Screen Actors Guild, and it was like, I think quadruple what I pay for insurance now.
Oh, yeah. Rod, what do you pay? I just want to get a gauge because you're the richest friend I know, so I know this
is going
to be the high
part. I pay like $230, and my insurance is very bad.
$230 a month?
Yeah.
Man. Whoa. Yeah, see that? I don't.
What
I
do you
think
got
I pay that
what do you got,
a quarter.
An HMO over here?
Hmm?
You got an HMO over here?
Which one? Is HMO the worst one?
HMO is pretty bad.
Yeah, it's the,
HMO
I mean, it's
is
the
like
worst one. It's the cheapest.
Nowhere. I mean, I got. When I first got healthcare, I was like $100 a month. That's fucking awesome. And it was an HMO. Bronze or something, and I was like, all right, cool, time to get my ears checked up. And they like, no one took it except for this one general doctor, and the place was in an old bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like it's in Echo Park, and I go in there and it's just like, I don't know if it was an old bakery, but that's what it looks like it used to be.
Yeah.
And oh boy, that was rough.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
So
yeah.
I had to go do some weird stuff and get a PPO.
If I want
to
go see a doctor, I gotta,
you say to
I
me?
Gotta drive.
I said PPO.
I drive about 40 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To see an appropriate
to just doctor. See any doctor.
Damn. I, during COVID, hurt my back and had to see a doctor, a chiropractor. And the only one that could see me that day, it felt like there was COVID all over everything.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I didn't get COVID. And so I went in there. I don't think I told you this because I was ashamed at the time.
Oh, no.
But this was still when we were doing Skype podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, like, really taboo to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, really fucked up, and I had to go to the doctor. And they brought me in. They said, you don't need to fill any paperwork out. Immediately, I'm like, what the fuck? They take me into a room. A very old man asked me what's going on. I tell him. He's like, huh, interesting. Okay. And he goes, just lay here, and I'll be back soon, and I'll figure out what's going on with your spine. And it was a really dirty room filled with, like, old carpet that smelled wet and bad.
I love a doctor's office. Nice old carpet.
Yeah. And then a young boy, I'd say 20, and some very tight jeans, a tucked-in polo shirt, and a college hat,
uh-huh,
comes in and he goes, just going to do a quick adjustment. And he does all of the motions of like an adjustment that you would see in like a viral YouTuber.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But nothing's happening to me.
You're talking about the chiropractor YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. There's no cracking. There's nothing. And he's not really feeling anything. He just like, it, and I swear it takes 2 minutes. He just bends me around and goes, Then he goes, okay.
He makes those noise?
Yeah.
You make no noise.
I make no noise. I'm confused.
Not even a snap?
No, not even one crack. I'm trying to. Anyway, the doctor comes back. He goes, all right, you're good to go. And then I'm like, I got to get out of here because I have COVID right now. Yeah. No question. I have COVID. And I go to the front desk to check out. I go, what do I owe? And they go, nothing. We'll see you if you want on Friday. And I go, all right. I just fucking left.
I don't want.
That was it.
I remember when I went to my general practitioner and when I was a young boy.
Yeah.
And he was like, I know how to fix your nasal problems. Give me your head, boy. And he would twist my head like almost 180 and so many cracks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That rocked. He would do that. I would go to the same doctor.
Dr. Funk.
Yeah, he would do that to my knees.
Dr. Funk?
His name was Dr. Funk. He had some
He was
kids.
In a funk band, too.
Yeah, named Augie, I think, and Zach, maybe?
Yeah.
He related to Terry Funk?
Think about
legendary
me named
wrestler?
Augie Funk.
That's cool.
That's a cool name.
Well, so that's what I was thinking about. If I would have kept just using my middle name, Alex, do you think I would have been more successful?
Oh, yeah, for sure. No doubt in my mind.
I don't know. Alex Thomas is just so plain.
Yeah, but that's kind of cool sometimes. Like Ben Jones is a cool name.
Yeah.
Alex Cameron is a cool name.
Yeah. Clay Tatum. Y'all not say anything?
Huh?
Y'all not say anything? When I said Clay Tatum?
Remember when you contemplated using your middle name?
Howell Tatum?
Oh, wait, no. You just wanted Clayton Tatum.
Yeah. Clayton is such an ugly name.
Clay?
Yeah, I can't.
Clayton's a nice name.
I tried to change my name to Wit. Did I tell you about this?
No.
Before my special came out.
Oh, yeah, I do remember this.
I tried to professionally go by Wit, and everybody said no. They, like, urged me just to say. Because
it's two T's. Wit Thomas.
Yeah. But, and people have a really hard time hearing wit, which is why I tell people to call me.
Yeah.
They, like, never know what I'm saying to them.
Yeah.
And but then I say my name's Whitmer, and people have, I can see the look on their face. They just have, like, panic.
Just fear, yeah.
Just math equations going past their face. Of how to pronounce
Whitmer. They're like, I mean, I have very close friends who call me Whitmer.
Yeah. Yeah, why do people do that?
I don't know.
There's no Mears. Whitmer?
Or Moore, too. Whitmire.
But people also like Whittemore.
Whittemore or Whittemore or something. Too, yeah.
When I introduce myself, I usually have to do it 3 or 4 times.
Rodney? What do you say, Rod?
When I try Rod, most people will check me and they'll be like, Rob?
Yeah.
Ron? Rodney, people will question Robbie. Ronnie?
Yeah.
This happens all the time. But the only place you don't get that is with the police.
Yep.
They go,
well, they know my name.
They go, my name is Rod. And they go, stop right there, Rod. We already got you in the system.
Nowadays, I really appreciate any time someone says to me, just so I'm getting it right, it's Wit or Rick or something. I go, no, it's Wit. And then they go, cool, Wit. And I do that same thing now to friends. Like the other day, I met somebody whose name is Emow. And she said, I go, just so I'm getting it right, is it Nemow? And she goes, it's Emow, like email but meow. Yeah. Or like meow like a cat. And I boom, all right, got it, locked in. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that's why I do. When I get coffee, they go, what's the name for the order? I go, Clay. And they say, Craig. I go, sure.
Well, so at Starbucks, they encourage their this is what I heard, they encourage their employees to write the name down wrong because they like it when it goes viral.
What?
Yeah, this is what I heard.
Is that, I mean, that makes sense.
Wow.
So Mitra gets Pamela Anderson will get like Michelle.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That's nothing like Pamela.
I get Rick all the time.
I think I get Roger a lot.
That's more than people named Roger.
That's a lot of syllables. A lot more than you would probably give them. Rod? Roger?
I say Rodney when I introduce myself.
Oh, you're just trying to be
Rodney.
Weird. I remember. I forgot. Rod tries to be weird now.
Do you remember the first time you met Rod, Clay?
Birthday?
What birthday?
No. That's Bud. When I first met Bud was Bobby's birthday. First met Rod. I think I went to Bobby's apartment. Right?
The first time I met you guys, I think
I remember when I met you.
We watched The Fly? Or was that not the first time? No, I met Whit
at work.
At Active.
Yeah, when I was at work.
I didn't have anything to do, and I was stuck with Bobby.
And you were wearing Pumas, as my dad
What's
says.
A Puma?
It's what my dad calls Pumas. Yeah, Pumas. Hey, nobody's ever checked you on this. Same with him calling Joaquin Phoenix Hoken.
Yeah.
And he says, did I tell you this already?
I don't think so.
He says, Hoken Phoenix is a great actor. I go, his name's Joaquin. He goes, dude, how am I supposed to know that? I've never heard a name like that in my life.
Joaquin?
And then... Then I leave his house. I'm in Alabama. Leave his house. I drive half a mile, and there's Joaquin Avenue. My freaking dad. He's been calling it Hoken Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I met Rod at Active. But then I remember going over to your house, and y'all were playing Edward 40 Hands.
Yeah, I think that's the first time I met Rod.
That's when we met?
Well, I had already met.
Well, Rod was a raging alcoholic.
Oh, I would have been drunk, because I would have drank a 40.
He was
I would have drank 240s.
He was walking around the pool with 240s, being a real man.
I forgot we did have a pool.
Yeah.
When did the hummingbird incident happen? Where y'all found the dying hummingbird?
Oh, I killed it?
I don't think you killed it.
I didn't kill it.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was going to die no matter what.
No.
They found a drowning...
You know how much sugar I gave that little fella?
Yeah, that's what they eat.
Yeah, they just...
Not as much as I gave them. I had a blast feeding little Scooter. And I remember I put him in a box and I go...
Why was little Scooter at our house?
Well, he was just...
We were coming over and me and Bobby found the hummingbird in the pool.
Yeah.
So this is what our life... It's crazy that our life was... Back then, it was like...
We were probably going to Chick-fil-A.
But yeah, he brought the hummingbird over. We could put him in a little box. And I had about a gallon of sugar water. And I was like, pal, little Scooter, you're going to love this. You're going to love what I'm going to give you. And he was slurping up that sugar water like it was nothing. And he wanted more, and I kept on giving him more. Then we went to Chick-fil-A, came back, and he was dead.
Dead as a dog.
What did we do with him?
I don't know. One time in that same apartment building, I did find like a dead... There was a dead hawk.
Straight up dead hawk.
In the mail room.
But the mail room was enclosed.
I think maybe me and Clay were walking to go get donuts.
I have a photo of that.
There's a fucking dead hawk in here.
I won't post it or anything because it's going to take me a long time to find it. But
I don't even remember this story.
I don't know. We probably just didn't
I took
say
a photo
anything.
Of it. I put it on Instagram.
The fuck?
Maybe I did.
And this is at that.
That could have been before Instagram. Apartment.
It might have been before Instagram. No, it was before Instagram because.
Maybe you put it on your Tumblr.
Facebook?
I was living in downtown when Instagram came out.
That was at Islands of Tranquility.
And that was when you lived there?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, that's what's crazy is like back then, we had our jobs, so we all worked. Me and Clay never hung out because we. Worked for the most part until I started working at Yummy, switching shifts. So it was kind of a bummer time.
Yeah.
But we would go to Chick-fil-A before that. I remember we would like plan our week around going to Chick-fil-A.
I remember going, I was like, oh my God, their Chick-fil-A is so good. And you're like, Rod was like, yeah, it's great. And you said, yeah, it's really good. And I was like, yeah, the chicken tastes. I love my favorite thing about it is the food tastes good. And you said, oh, me too. I have the same thing. And then Rod said, he goes, oh, I just like the political views.
Come on. Clay.
And do you remember also the security at the mall would stop us and make us show them our IDs because they thought we were in high school?
Oh, yeah.
They thought we were skipping school all the time.
What a life. Yeah. What a life that was.
We didn't do
shit.
Yeah,
the cop said, this is my last Rod joke, I swear. And he was like, oh, I want to check your IDs. And I was like, why? He goes, well, I'm pretty sure you guys are in high school. I was like, what makes you give that idea? Well, one of your friends won't stop talking about it.
The craziest thing about Chick-fil-A is we were right next to a candy. The Chick-fil-A was right next to a candy shop. Do you remember that?
Take Clay to the candy shop.
Yeah, but Clay would never go to the candy shop back then.
That was a bad candy shop.
This was pre-Clay loving the...
No. I still like candy, but I liked it soft serve.
Soft serve?
Yeah, remember when we go to DQ across the way?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, in high school you loved candy, and then it felt like you weren't really eating too much candy. You had really weird eating habits, though, because you would wake up at 6 a.m. and go to Burger King... And get Burger King breakfast and eat it and go right back to sleep.
That was the best feeling in the world. I would do it right now if Whitney wouldn't yell at me.
That's a nightmare.
Oh, no.
So why would you do that?
That sounds good.
Wake up, eat the food, and go
right back. I wake up early to where like I was putting stress on myself. Like, oh, my God, I hate being up this early, but, you know, I got to do what I got to do. And I go to Burger King. I get the croissant breakfast sandwich. I eat it. In the car, maybe. And I go home with a full stomach, and I go, oh my God, my stomach's so full, I'm tired. Let's go back to bed. I go back to bed. That was the best time of my life. You know how I counterbalance that?
Mm.
Six-foot Subway, all veggies, no meat, little bit of cheese.
He said 6 foot, he meant 6 inch.
6 foot. I have not...
He did not mean inches.
I did not mean.
He meant what he said.
I said,
he meant.
Tall is an average height of a male, please. And they go, that's about 5'9" or something. I go, yeah, add some inches to that. We get a clean 6 foot.
So you get to go to Subway and get all veggies.
All veggies with a little bit of cheese and oil and vinegar, salt and pepper. It's really good. It's called a Veggie Delight.
No,
yes, it is.
You made a mistake.
That's not what I want at Subway. I really don't want anything at Subway. I don't like the food there.
Rod! That's mean. Don't say that about Subway.
Yeah, I remember back then I needed breakfast so bad that one time I woke up to ride my bike to take a community college course.
Yeah.
I was like, I'll ride my bike there. And I passed out. I fully passed out. I blacked out and fell down on my bike.
Remember when Bud did that?
But that was, he fell asleep.
On the skateboard.
While he was trying to skateboard to work.
He did also fall asleep on my bike.
What the hell, really?
Yeah, he was riding, I think he's actually, so he was riding on the sidewalk and he ran into a telephone pole.
Oh boy. So this, well, anyway,
when we
were
really,
and he broke my bike.
When we were like in our early 20s, well, I feel like it stopped once. By the time we moved into the mansion, I never felt this. But back when I had to be at work at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. mm-hmm. or something, it felt impossible to wake up that early to go to work. I'd be like, okay, I'd have panic. Nowadays, I don't even think I'd set an alarm to go to work that early.
Oh, yeah.
I do, but I usually wake up before it.
It's just weird to think about how I used to have to set an alarm.
I mean, we're getting old, though. We're like 25.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anywho, gang, that's been the podcast.
Oh, really? We've been doing it?
47
minutes. See, to make
minutes,
these things move
it?
Quick, all you got to do is talk about the past.
Oh, yeah.
It works.
Oh, yeah. So, anywho, gang, we'll be back next week. And
that's the Candy Boys.
That's the Candy Boys, yeah. Anything else? Why don't you talk about where we go?
Nope.
No. I just want to get a little bit of this ham.
Yeah, Rod and me are going to eat some ham while you go to Target.
Damn it! Well, that's the life I signed up for.
What? Damn it!
What's it? Damn it! Anywho, gang, that's me, Clay Tatum.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye.